Congrats to Justin Tuck. You know, what a great Giant. I never had an honor to coach him, but, you know, unfortunately I had to play against him a couple times, and he's a great player, and we wish him nothing but the best moving forward in the next phase of his career. With that, we'll open it up to questions.
There was one play there when your second-round draft pick went deep and Apple was defending against them, and it was a drop, an interception, and maybe a thing. I mean, did you see that whole play? I mean, that'd be.
I saw the end result. Eli did a great job coming up with the football right there. I think we won early on the route, but he made up for it. He had nice catch-up speed right there and showed good ball skills at the end.
No, it's early, but did any position groups really stand out to you as being really deep?
Well, we didn't get there. We'll look at the tape. But we're just trying to teach the tempo of the practice and try to make sure we get these guys right with their assignments. But at this point, it's a little early to say.
Did they get the tempo and whatnot?
We're a work in progress. We got better as the practice went on. The last period was well done.
Seems kind of hectic. Is that just the norm of these kind of things?
Yeah, that's a part of it. Yeah, we have a bunch of guys in here, young guys who are chomping at the bit to show what they can do and earn their keep. A lot of tryout guys that want to get a chance to be in the mix, and they're all their hair's on fire a little bit.
What are you hoping to get from this for your draft picks for the guys that are going to be around?
Yeah, for the draft picks and the free agents, you're trying to teach them the way to practice, the way we go through the day, and what to expect. So when they get in the mix with the veterans, they're right in line with them, and try to take a look at the tryout guys to see if there's anyone out there who can help us.
The tryout guys, are you looking for a number or just whoever impresses you?
Just whoever has a good showing. There are plenty of opportunities out there. You never know when a guy's going to, make a great impression, have a chance to be playing for you at the end of the season last year. Will Ty was one of those guys for us.
Positions stick out to you? I mean, do you look for certain positions knowing that you might need numbers at certain spots?
Well, I think the perimeter, that's where most of the draft picks and most of the free agents come from. The perimeters look pretty good, but we had some guys in the mix up front on both sides of the ball that showed fairly well.
You had the Ishaq Williams from Notre Dame. He's been out of football for a couple of years. How hard is it to get back into the sport, I guess, after that kind of a layoff?
Oh, I mean, it's not something you can go out to the playground and play. You need to be on a team and be around a team. It's tough to simulate the game. That's why, having the big lapse between the end of the season and the off-season program is such a challenge.
Among those 10 Canadians, did you see some of them?
Say that one more time.
Among those 10 Canadians who are free agent here, did you see some of them who have a shot to go forward?
Never say never, but we're going to go back and take a look at the tape.
Where do you stand on quarterbacks? Would you like to carry three quarterbacks, or you are right with having two? Let's talk about training camp or spring.
Yeah, we want to carry the best players available. So if we feel we have three, if we feel we have four, we'll carry that many. If not, we'll carry two.
You're right with going with two. I mean, I know that was what you guys did last year, but you have sort of an experience back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you're talking about Eli and the results of that play, even early observations off of just what you saw today, and pressing off of separating, even a few times that you did go on the first few months.
Well, I'll say this about them. They look like they like football, and that's a great place to start. They're cerebral guys, and they didn't have a challenge. They didn't have any trouble lining up or understanding their assignments. So that's a great place to start.
A player like Lang, who hasn't played a lot of football, is he judged at all a little different than maybe somebody who's played football for 4 years?
Again, right now we're doing some evaluating, but we're just trying to teach everybody at this point on how to practice and the tempos involved in it. And right now it was more, we have 22 guys out there, let's keep them off the ground and keep them on their feet and keep them working with each other and being smart about it.
Ben, did you go back and forth whether or not you would have them do on-field work? I know I saw some teams have decided to just take the on-field work away from rookie minicamp.
Yeah, we decided to dial back a little bit. We were out here for about an hour and 29 minutes or so. And most of the heavy lifting was done within an hour, and we did more assignments at the end, the jog-throughs at the end, so we're conscious of that.
Is that more so also to kind of hone in, like you said, sharpen the idea of the classroom and assignment-based?
Yeah, it's an orientation, but at the same point in time, you want them to understand that they are pro football players now, and this is what they do for a living. And it's hard to teach them the orientation and teach them how you want to practice and how you want to prepare without introducing them to a team period and to a 7-on-7 period.
You'll have them back on the field tomorrow too?
Yes, yes.
Similar to today's workout, I guess?
Similar.
And what are you doing Sunday with them?
Sunday will be instruction day.
And then is it a full day or they get out sort of middle of the day?
We'll keep them busy.
It's like meetings mostly? I mean, inside stuff?
Meetings and instructional activities.
Instructional activities?
Yes. Yeah.
And then they jump in.
Our strength and conditioning staff will have the full day with them to instruct.
Ben, do you have any thoughts on family members becoming personalities?
You know, my message to anyone on social media is to think twice and hit send once. And I think that's a good place to start. Yeah, anyone who has their hands and wraps their arms around our players, that's important too.